Yes, family, we have a book, The Magnetic Project Manager, coming real soon to a store near you. But the point I'm trying to make is that it's important that you develop your network and your professional connections, because it will open up doors for you that you didn't even know were locked, because they may work for a company that you may be interested in, and they'll be able to vouch for you. Last and final, imagine a career that opens doors, empowers you with sought after skills, and finally position you for success in a competitive job market. If that sounds like you, you're gonna definitely wanna stay tuned to what I got next for you. Today's episode is entitled, "Is Project Management Certification Worth It?" Again, is project management certification worth it? I get this question all the time, fam. Is it worth it? Well, if you're new to the channel, this is your boy D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. As you know, I have a 7-point framework, and then and that's it. But you know what? I want to add a little seasoning in here, family, if you don't mind. I have a quote for you. The path to professional success is paved with knowledge, dedication, and continuous growth. By embracing the power of project management certificate, it will unlock a world. And I don't mean just, you know, even when people say world is like small, no, world, global world of opportunities that propels you into new heights and sets the stage for a triumphant achievement. Hey, family, first point of really is a project management certificate worth it? And what I'm going to reference here, I'm going to be going back and forth between PMP and CAPM, because I believe those are the two certifications that I get a lot of questions about. Which one should I do? Should I PMP or CAPM or both? You know, if you're talking to me, I'm going to tell you to do both, but I digress. Anyway, let's get into the point. First point is the PMP and CAPM is a recognized industry standard. What does that mean, ED? Basically, it's globally recognized. And what it does is it validates you. I mean, and I'm going to park there real quick. When I say it validates you, meaning you understand the information, because again, stepping back, because I want to make sure I deliver exceptional content. The PMP is situational based, and the CAPM is more vocabulary, more I term this term, and maybe you guys can, you know, take it and run with it. The PMP is when I say it is situational based, meaning that there's only thing that you can really study for the PMP is understanding the concepts, understanding how to answer the question, because that's key too. But with the CAPM, it's more vocabulary. I call the CAPM more of a memorizing test, meaning there's more data that you have to memorize there versus the PMP. It's really, like they say, it's situational. So if you, and I'm not going to say if you never worked as a project manager, it would be challenging for you to pass the PMP, because the only way you can get the PMP is to be a project manager. So that statement wouldn't make sense. But what does make sense is that sometimes we think that our real world project management experience, we could just walk right into the PMP and just take it. No, it's different. But again, this is a recognized industry standard as far as for project management, the PMP and CAPM. Point number two, it expands your career opportunities. Listen, when I got my PMP, it really just opened up the floodgates of opportunities. I remember I started getting emails and calls like, hey, we're looking for a project manager. And I'm thinking to myself, I wouldn't get none of these type of calls a month or two ago before I got my PMP. But then one day I sat down and I'm talking to the recruiter, and I said, I'm getting a lot of emails and calls, which I know anybody else would be excited and everything. And I was definitely grateful and gratitude, because you don't understand. Well, maybe you do. When you're applying for opportunities and you're not hearing anything back, I mean, it's just crickets. It's so silent. You just thought that you just walked in a room full of people just meditating with headphones on, or okay, maybe that was too far. But listen, family, what I'm trying to say is that you know, one of the biggest things here about the PMP, it does expand your career opportunities. I'm living proof of that. Look, I'm delivering videos on PMP and project management because I got inspired. So what it does, it takes, in holding a project management certification, expands your career opportunities by demonstrating that you have the ability to lead and manage projects effectively, making you a valuable asset across industries as well as organizations. And I don't care what the size, if it's a small business to a medium to a large business, it doesn't matter. These skills are transferable as a project manager. Point number three, again, I mean, just the whole competitive edge thing. I mean, this is a highly competitive job market we are currently in as a recording of this video. And the more, if I'm somebody that I'm looking for a resource, I was actually thinking about this yesterday as I was putting this video, the video treatment together. And I was like, man, if I was looking for an opportunity and someone else was looking at an opportunity, and let's say we went to the hiring manager, I would be curious which one they would hire. Let's say I have the PMP, the other candidate doesn't. Would they want to go more with me versus the other candidate? If everything lines up, skill set lines up, years of experience lines up, things that the projects we've worked on lines up, but I have the PMP. I'm going to tell you, if I'm that hiring manager, I'm going to hire the person with the PMP. And I'm going to ask the person who doesn't have the PMP, did you go after the PMP? Did you study it? Are you thinking about doing it? Because that's going to open up the door to understand, are they serious about their career? And let me also be clear here, family. No, you don't have to go get a PMP. Matter of fact, you don't even have to get a CAPM. You could just be a project manager. But if you're watching this, I know you're exceptional. And if you're watching this, I believe you're exceptional. And if you're exceptional, you want to do what the 1%, or I say 1% to 2% will do versus the 98% or 99% which won't do. So by getting your PMP or CAPM, it really just shows you're specializing in knowledge. And it also, what I love, it demonstrates your obsession to your personal development and your ability to deliver projects. Point number four, enhanced earning potentials. Now, I don't really go into that too much. The reason why I say enhanced earning potential is, having a PMP or CAPM, again, going back using the example, if I'm the hiring manager, I'm probably more willing, unless that person that doesn't have a PMP has a compelling story to arrest my attention, more or less, I'm going to probably go with a resource that has the PMP, because what it's demonstrating to me is that this resource has made the commitment they weren't interested in project management. And a lot of times people don't want to make that commitment to go get additional certification or take additional training. They're just comfortable where they're at. And that's fine. No one's forcing you or pushing you to. But if your objection is to get more dollar bills, y'all, then you might want to consider improving yourself and continuously growing. So when it comes to enhancing your earning potential, I remember I heard, I think I've shared this before with you, where there, I don't know if it was a tweet or how did I come across the information where it talked about, how much LeBron spends on his body, and he tries to really invest in himself. And I'm thinking to myself, if LeBron is willing to do that, why won't project managers who have the experience, that have not even just the hard skills, but the soft skills as well, why wouldn't they go after it? It just baffles me, because I'm like, you're somebody that I look at and I'm like, wow, you are running circles around some of these projects. Why you won't go get your PMP? And I understand there's a concern, there's a fear, but family, these certifications are definitely, like I said, they're top quality. It's nothing that, eventually, if you're someone that likes to grow and be in continuous growth, you're always going to be looking for things to grow in your career. Sorry, I drained that one. I'm just very passionate about personal development. But anyway, point number five, skill set for success. So what a project management certification does, it does equip you, but there's still work to do. I've watched Oh man, this tickles me. I've watched project managers that before me have gotten their PMP, or even while I have mine, and they'll come in and they'll just start talking like all these different artifacts. Well, you need to use this artifact. We got to use this artifact and this artifact. And I said, are you studying for the PMP? Yeah. I said, yeah, I kind of figured that. I said, that's awesome and everything, but let me help you guide you through the real world aspect of things. There are pieces that you need to incorporate in your studies with the PMP or CAPM, either one. And what it is that every project, as you know, is temporary and unique. So your delivery is going to be what? Unique. So meaning that the way that you ran that project, there's going to be lessons learned, but it should be a different project than what you were currently running. And with a different project comes different requirements, because different opportunities. So family, I challenge you is that just go get a certification and say, oh, I'm certified, but continue to grow, continue to learn, because if you don't do it, they're going to force you. Project Management Institute is going to have you do it anyway, which I love. They require if you have your PMP to have 60 PDUs, which stands for what? Personal Development Units. So again, it really just, I mean, you're just really increasing your skill set. And as a project manager, I'm actually going to do a video on that one day, because I think sometimes people think project management is just about the PMBOK, which the majority of it is, but there's other skill sets that come into place that people I think sometimes forget. Sales, marketing. But I'll leave you with that. Anyway, point number 6, network and professional connections. Hey, you know, it's just like being in a room when someone else knows that you have a certification. It's like a like-mind conversation. I remember I shared this story with you where I ran into someone that I knew. He's another fellow project manager, and we're talking about, you know, project management stuff, and we're talking the language, or as I've heard Russell talk about, which was from Kim, about technobabble. So we're sitting up there, and to him, it's like technobabble. He's like, "What in the Jesus is y'all talking about?" And we're like, "Oh, my bad." So point number 6: network and professional connections. It's just, When you're around other people that are doing what you do, they help grow you, they challenge you, they push you. If you're in a good network, I'm in an amazing network with Phil and Scott, and I've learned so much from these guys. And one thing is, when you're around like-minded people, it pushes you to want to be great and want to do better. Speaking of that, I'm so glad I had to step away real quick to grab. Yes, family, we have a book. The Magnetic Project Manager, coming real soon to a store near you. But the point I'm trying to make is that it's important that you develop your network and your professional connections, because it will open up doors for you that you didn't even know were locked, because they may work for a company that you may be interested in, and they'll be able to vouch for you. Last and final point, family, and that is continued professional development. Again, as I told you before, Project Management Institute requires someone that has a PMP to have 60 PDUs over 3 years. I believe it's 3 years, but me being wanting to finish, not just about finishing early, but I wanted to take on more training. So I just wanted to get that out the way so I can work on some additional training. But what it does is that it doesn't allow you, like other certifications where you can get the certification and professional development units are not required, which is not great. So by doing this, by making a commitment, this is something, again, this is not something you're interested in. This is something you're committed to. And because you're committed to it, you're willing to be a lifelong learner. Wow. I hope you enjoyed today's video, family. This has been your boy, ED. Till next time, I'm out.